It's always a joy to have this opportunity to speak to our friends and audience at the Sunday Hour. And I just want you to know I never take it for granted that I get this opportunity, and I appreciate all our listeners. And I pray that every program blesses you, lifts you up, and helps you to walk closer to our Lord. Today, we're starting chapter 4 of the book of Philippians. And it begins, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, to whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Eudoria and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companions, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life." Brief but encouraging words that Paul gives us. He's built an argument, and the argument is one that to live is Christ and to die is gain, that we have everything through our transcendence in Christ, that by imitating his humility and loving others as he loved us, we are transcendent in this world. We can rise above everyday issues and have joy in our lives. He tells us not to have any confidence in the flesh, knowing that the flesh is disappointing, but to continue to persevere in the Spirit. And then he gives us this encouragement that as we are mature, that we should all the more strive for unity in the love of Christ, reminding us that our citizenship is not in the world, but it is in heaven. And so he tells us to set our minds on things in heaven and not set our minds on earthly things. All of that precedes this verse in the beginning of chapter 4, where it says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, to whom I love, therefore, since you have no confidence in the flesh, but have learned to live in the Spirit, because you are imitating Christ in his humility and loving others and serving others, because you have gained everything in Christ and have nothing to lose in this world, because your citizenship is in heaven and not in this world, because of that," it says, "stand firm." Standing firm. I had a karate instructor, Toshiro Sensei. He became a Christian late in life, coming to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. In his last days, as he perished from a consuming cancer, he did not understand what God was doing. He did not understand why he was dying. He did not understand who God was in terms of his plan and his presence in his life. But he stood firm. He believed in Jesus. And to the very end, he believed, though he didn't understand, that he would understand. And he kept his faith. In Kyokushin, we say, Kyokushin spirit, never give up. Well, this was the truth for Toshiro Sensei. He never gave up, but stood firm. We can't always know what God is about. We can't always perform to our own expectations. We know there's no reason to try to perform to God's expectations. Christ has paid the price for us because he knows we will fail. But our goal is to stand firm in our walk in spirit not in flesh, to stand firm in imitating Christ's humility, to stand firm in loving and serving others, to stand firm in this notion that to live is Christ and to die is gain, not to retreat from what we have learned, not to walk away when times get tough, not to lose our faith and our sense of God's presence because there are difficult times. As well, in these verses, we see that Paul commends Eudoria and Syntyche, and we see that they have stood by his side. Part of standing firm in the faith is standing by the side of others as they struggle. We work together in unity to stand together. Also worth noting that these are female members of Team Christ with Paul, and that Paul embraced the work of women in ministry, embraced their presence in evangelicalism. He praises them and he embraces them as being worthy components of the Christian team. Don't want to stir doctrinal differences, but to quote my friend and mentor Howard Hendricks, if I were a woman and all they told me I could do was mind the nursery and bake cookies, I would not be very happy. No, women and men working together in unity serve Christ equally and with power and with strength. What matters is that we are in Christ, and what matters is that we stand firm.